We're back with another weekly conversation this week. I'm joined with nose tackle Glenn Dorsey. And Glenn, Coach Harbaugh said, you know, you're really kind of finding a home at the nose position. How's everything going for you this year? I mean, obviously 88 tackles, a career high. You're not doing too bad for yourself.
It's going pretty good. You know, I just try to stay focused and, you know, just try to learn everything possible during the week about my opponent and about my techniques that we're going to take towards the game. And when you come to the game, it's all about just executing it and making adjustments, you know, to what the team's trying to do.
Yeah, how's that technique different to what you've played before? And what was the learning and kind of adjustment period like for you?
Well, you know, it was a big adjustment curve, you know, because I didn't know any calls. I didn't know the techniques. But the type of guys that we have here, you know, Justin and Ray McDonald and Coach Tom Sula, you know, they helped me out a lot. You know, they kind of put extra effort into helping me, you know. So, I mean, I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah, Justin and Ray, I mean, two guys who are kind of unheralded in what they do. It kind of seems like you're probably that way a little bit, too. Is that kind of a mentality you guys take on as a whole D-line?
Definitely. You know, you don't need all the glory, man. We just do the hard work, and it pays off. You know, when we come back and watch film, and you see, man, we just dominated this guy. We just dominated this front. This team just rushed for 200 yards last week and rushed us, what, 60 yards. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of satisfaction we take in our job. You know, we don't look for the accolades or whatever. Being able to just dominate your opponent, man, it's enough within itself.
When you signed here, originally the talk was all versatility. This guy can play any place that we put him on the defensive line. Is nose really the position that you found, you know, a home at and what you'd maybe almost like to play going forward?
Yeah, I think so, man. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Man. You know, it's a hard position to play. Like you say, you don't get any glory from it, but I'm okay with that. You know, it's cool with me, man. I like nose. You know, it's like I get to play in my own little box. A lot of teams like to come out and try to establish something directly in the center of the defense, you know, and I like that challenge every week to be able to stop them from the middle, you know. Mm-hmm.
Last week, Navarre Bowman after the game said it was a statement win for this team. Was that something you guys looked at and said this is one that you guys really wanted to win?
Yeah, I mean, of course, because the first time around, you know, we felt like we didn't play up to our potential. I just think it was important for us to come out and show that we can get a good win against a good team, to show everybody that we're for real.
Yeah, and do you feel like this team's kind of peaking at the right time as you guys make this push for the playoffs these final 3 weeks?
I really do. I feel like, you know, everybody's realizing that the time is now, and we can't let up. I think we play well with our back against the wall. You know, you don't always want it in that scenario, but there's a lot of fighters on this team, man. There's a lot of guys who take pride in what they do. A lot of guys who take pride in wearing their helmet, the last name on their jersey, you know. So there's a lot of pride in this building, and we all work hard every week. And you come to game day, you want to see success. You want to win. And a lot of guys strive for that.
And what do you see from Tampa Bay? Are they a pretty dangerous team? I mean, a lot of talent over there. Maybe not the record doesn't show it necessarily.
Yeah, man, they have a lot of good players over there, man. They got two great wide receivers, you know. Jackson, you know, he's tall, man. He's a big physical player. He's very fast. He catches the ball well. You know, they got a good running back. You know, he had a good game last week. You know, I think he had like an 80-yard run like the first play. So, I mean, they have a lot of ability over there.
All right, last question I have for you. You've had some pretty good sack celebrations, kind of doing a little bit of like the bobblehead thing going. Tell me about your sack celebrations or tackle celebrations, big plays, and kind of how do you come up with those, Glenn?
Honestly, man, I just lose it. And I don't really even know what I'm doing. It's just a rush, man, because, you know, you take on double teams all day, you know, and then, boom, you get to get back there and get the quarterback, man. It's an amazing feeling. It's like a head rush. So I really don't even be knowing what I be doing. I just go crazy, man. Have fun for about 3 seconds. Okay, back to work.